and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Said we would air this X-Files clip, and we've been ranting for 30 minutes. So, look, you guys got a lot of clips, a lot to cover here. So, go back to this X-Files clip.
Yeah, so the X-Files clip is going to be clip 3 for the control room. And look, this clip again details that none of these things are brand new to us. It's predictive programming that's seeded in society through the culture. And again, there's no coincidence that at the same week that we're given some hogwash of a UFO disclosure, they're also trying to push COVID 2.0 through the antivirus, both which are mentioned in this episode of The X-Files as a way to purge.
And what year was this?
It's early 2000s.
All right, here's the clip. Here it is.
Are you familiar with the antivirus, Agent Mulder?
Yeah, it was a deadly virus spread by field mice in the southwestern United States several years ago.
According to the newspaper, FEMA was called out to manage an outbreak of the hantavirus. Are you familiar with what the Federal Emergency Management Agency's real power is? FEMA allows the White House to suspend constitutional government upon declaration of a national emergency. Think about that. What is an agency with such broad sweeping power doing managing a small viral outbreak in suburban Texas?
You're saying it wasn't such a small outbreak?
No. I'm saying it wasn't the hantavirus.
But what was it? What was it?
When we were young men in the military, your father and I were recruited for a project. They told us it was biological warfare, a virus.
What killed those men?
What killed them, I won't even write about. We have no context for what killed those men, or any appreciation of the scale at which it'll be unleashed in the future.
A plague?
A plague to end all plagues, Agent Mulder. A silent weapon for a quiet war. The systematic release of an indiscriminate organism for which the men who will bring it on still have no cure. They've been working on this for 50 years. While the rest of the world have been fighting gooks and commies, these men have been secretly negotiating a planned Armageddon.
Negotiating with whom?
I think you know.
So, Alex, of course, the PSYOP has been going on for about 70 years. There's this rumor that President Carter, and go back to President Eisenhower, that he met with, you know, the aliens or whatever they're going to sell off as the aliens versus demons. But this episode highlighted that the aliens had been negotiating a way to purge off elements of society, cull it, as you were talking about with the 100-year war. I mean, the elite have been doing this for a while to thin down peasants as a way to make sure that they will never be challenged at home. The difference now is the peasants have the internet. The peasants have ChatGPT. The peasants have Zeolite. The peasants have some resources aside from the elite. And we're not easily controlled anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree. I will say that at the point, again, their plan always was completely predicated on poisoning us. If they didn't, they wouldn't have put it in everything. It was such a mass agenda to pull that off. So now when we're dealing with this new level, getting it out is a difference between us having a chance or not. If every single individual out there was on Masterpiece, their system would not be able to operate. If they wanted to turn it up and use it on whatever, it doesn't work. Imagine removing 80% of the hardware out of your phone, out of your computer. How good does it work?
Another example, by the 20s, they found a 15% IQ reduction all over the U.S., particularly people not on the seacoast because of the soil not having iodine. So they put a low-quality iodine in salt, IQs boosted, bird defects went down. Then in the 80s, they took it back out.
Yes.
fluoride's the opposite of iodine, the bad halogen. So they're doing everything they can, and now it's declassified to dumb us down.
Yes, absolutely. And salt, the two compounds, one of them is sodium, which is actually your master mineral. It's your master electrolyte. And when you're talking about a nuclear transformation conversation, which was what Epstein talked a lot with Steve O'Bannon about, which was real funny.
Yeah, what did you make of the email? It was all about transhumanism. We get into that.
You know, everything was verified in there of what they're doing in the system and how strong it is. I would say that it is the most diabolical, technically advanced equipment, technology, showing it off that they've ever created, because it truly does can control every single thing imaginable about a human being from the inside out. And it's in us. It's in us and it's on. It's measured in every single person. We're traveling the world doing it. We know we can get 80% of it out of every single person. When in our last study, which 23 people he filmed, this is stuff that everybody was skeptics until they seen it with their own eyes. And when every single last person is feeling better, feeling more childlike, a lot more clear-minded, and when Jesse is taking his very expensive equipment, and for the first time ever, he's seen that something is reducing the system, and it reduced it by 80% in 60 days. That is a big jump. We're talking about something that is a dollar a day, and if everybody out there is on this, it takes out their linchpin. It takes.
And then
out
as soon as you put this out, you get MI6 whistleblowers and stuff saying, no, they told us that.
Yes, yes, and they are giving us new information and building upon our information, because everything we're being told about is a lie to a very degree. We have to actually be researching, doing studies, following the data, following the science, following quantitative stuff. We can't get into baseless la-la land and what we're guesstimating. We have to actually follow the facts, and that's what we've done. This thing is the greatest minds, people, the greatest scientists of our time, two of them, have come together to do this for humanity. They didn't even take any money for it. They put themselves on the line. While one was being taken out and knew his ass was grass going up to Big Pharma, he put every day, an old man, 18 hours a day to finish this formula and to help us get these double-blinded peer-reviewed studies.
What else?
So that we'd be protected.
That's all important. Moving to other news now. What else counters all this garbage? How are they? Even people that don't take the shots are showing up with all this nanotech on them. What's happening?
You know, a very good place to be protected is to be in nature, being grounded, being underneath the trees. Everything that is green is doing very good up against the electromagnetic waves. You know, we do know that.
Well, sweating.
Sweating is awesome.
Yeah. Red
yes.
light therapy and
yes.
sweating saunas. I mean, the biggest thing the Lord made, several ways for us to detoxify.
Yep.
And many of these products will help with this process, but the Lord knows that we got to be out nature. We got to sweat. We got to take out the toxins. You can take it out in stool or urinate, or you have to sweat it out or through your mouth.
There's got to be there is other products that have to be doing some good. They're not doing, unfortunately, the third party completed clinical studies to show how good. And that's one way that we have separated ourselves. We knew the attack was on. We had to get proof that that would hold up in any scrutiny.
Well, one of the stacks I think that we're trying out right now, Alex, and Matt and I are both on them, is peptides. You know, and of course, it's a little bit of a wild, wild west. And of course, you know, not every peptide is made the same. Peptides right. made in America, just like with Masterpiece, you know, clearly.
What are peptides, people who don't know?
Peptides are signal molecules. What you see, they're naturally occurring in the body when they're going through different metabolic processes. So much like they used to try to sell us on, well, we got to give you a dead virus as a vaccine to stoke your body and stoke your immune system. If you apply that same type of thinking into a working model, when you introduce a little bit of a peptide into your body says, oh, when that's there, I should be doing this. Kind of like enzymes and amino acids are also byproducts of these metabolic processes. So when you're actually introducing high purity grade peptides from people that are licensed and know what they're doing, they're going to tell you less is more, low and slow, and you're also going to see superhumans. You're going to see people that are unusually healthy looking. If you are going to get the toxins out of your body so your body performs correctly with Masterpiece, and then you support your body with a peptide protocol, everybody that's doing it is healthier than they've ever been, and they look much healthier than the other people. And so we know we have to stick with the results. What's working? We have to see that and know our way forward.
And I know the globals themselves are obsessed with all this already.
Yeah, Peter Thiel just put $1.2 billion into peptides for a reason.
scary. Got the enhanced games coming out that he's back in.
Yeah, scary.
What's he doing?
The enhanced games. It's going to be a version of the Olympics where you can take steroids and peptides and all kinds of things. And it's a way to introduce transhumanism, I think, to the culture. But one of the byproducts is that peptides can be used for weight loss, for clarity, and in a lot of ways can be used very cheaply in comparison. And
when does the enhanced games launch? That sounds actually pretty interesting.
I think it's this month. Yeah, later this month. I believe it's in Vegas. And it's about the end of half the month. So you're going to see, again, the first round of these athletes that... for better or for worse, are taking steroids and are using different augmentations. This is all leading toward to show the extent of the capability of mankind. And maybe it's better than us using the current Olympics as a political weaponization platform where we're kicking out the Russians and other people like that. It's not even fun to watch anymore, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also woke. So looking at other areas, what do you make of Trump, the Iran war, just the ongoing insanity? He now threatened to, quote, turn Iran into one giant glowing crater, another nuclear attack threat.
Well, I spoke to several of my sources at the White House and at the Pentagon, and I've heard that the story, it sounds ridiculous, but the story that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that he said no to a launch code order, that I've heard that's correct. And I think, again...
Well, Trump wanted the attack plans in front of him.
Yes, yeah.
He wanted to see the menu.
Yes, and that he wanted to maybe launch as maybe the first president since World War II to be able to launch a nuclear weapon. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, right now, the straits are still blocked. The straits are still closed, whether it be from blockade or from the fact that...
Well, let's go back, because I know he fired the head of the Army because he didn't want to do a ground invasion of Strait of Hormuz. They fired the head of the Navy because he didn't want to put the ships in there because they could be hit. So they've got not just missiles, but artillery. It's only 12 miles wide. But what did you hear from your sources about specifically Trump wanting to use nukes?
Well, that he was feeling embarrassed, that he wants this to end quickly. And, you know, you can argue in one sense that the use of a nuclear weapon would shock the world, as it did in World War II. But I think in the current sense, what I heard from my source...
But nobody else had them when we did it.
Of course. Well, now there are people that have them. And what I heard is that the Chinese said, if you do this, we're going to shove lights in America.
Well, Pakistan said we'll use nukes if you hit them.
Oh, well, everybody is going to look at their nuclear arsenal, but specifically China, who's been hurt pretty greatly by this fragmented war with Iran. That they're one of the biggest basically customers for the Iranians. They are not going to sit by forever and watch as their resources, their lifeblood for their economy is cut off. But at the heart of it, President Trump looks desperate.